Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Hey guys, what's up? This is Josh Norman.
This is Joe Gibbs.
You listen to Redskins Talk
with J.P. Finley.
What up, everybody? J.P. Finley, Redskins Talk Podcast. As always, the legend, Rich Tandler, is sitting on his lazy boy but being polite and talking to me on the telephone. Tandler, what's up, dude?
Hey, doing great.
Lot to discuss. Free agency is still going. As we've told you for a while, the Redskins like making their moves on the secondary market, and that's what we're seeing right now. We've reported that Jonathan Hankins came for a visit. He left without a contract, or he left without a signed contract anyway. Same with Pernell McPhee. The team was able to get a deal done with Orlando Scandrick. We have Nui Scruggs, who is a big deal down in Big D. He's a Cowboys. He covers the Cowboys. He has a national radio show. He knows Jerry Jones. He knows Stephen Jones. He knows Jason Garrett. He's got the full scouting report on Orlando Scandrick. That's going to come up after Tandler and I talk for a few minutes here. And fans, I got bad news. The scouting report on Orlando Scandrick is not going to excite you. But also a good conversation about what the hell are the Cowboys doing, what's going on with Dez Bryant, what's going on with Dak Prescott. For all Redskins fans and Cowboys haters, you're going to enjoy that portion of the conversation. Tandler's going to explain a contractual move with Terrell McClain. It's funny, Tandler, I wonder if the Skins brass listened to your to our last podcast where you said, I don't know why Terrell McClain is still on the roster.
Well, it's always a good idea to listen to the podcast to get tips and personnel moves and things like that. But whether they did or not, Terrell McClain, in his original contract, his 2018 salary of $3.25 million was going to become fully guaranteed on Sunday, the fourth day of the league year, fifth day of the league year, whatever Sunday was at 4 p.m. They, I said, look, I think this guy is going to be an extra body at the end of training camp if they get if they draft and or sign somebody like a Hankins or Sylvester Williams, who's coming in today.
Yeah, I reported that the Redskins have Sylvester Williams in, who's a former Titans nose tackle, played for the Broncos. It's kind of ironic when the Skins signed Terrence Knighton, pot roast, from the Broncos to come to Washington in 2015, Sylvester Williams took over as the Broncos nose tackle. So
that's right.
How about that?
Small world, or big world in pot roast case.
Right.
But anyway, so if they did that, basically he would not, McClain could have and wind up being like a seventh lineman. They only keep six. So, if you're sitting there with this guaranteed salary, you're sitting there trying to make your roster cuts. What do you do? Well, as it turns out, as John Keim reported, they alleviated that problem.
Friend of the podcast.
Friend of the podcast, John Keim. It was a negotiation. They just can't do this without his consent. But just removing the full guarantee on the salary, making it an injury-only guarantee, which it essentially is anyway. And so now if they get down to roster cuts and he's the seventh defensive lineman, they can cut him without having to eat that $3.25 million salary. Now, the way that this usually comes about is the team, the player doesn't stroll into the office and say, hey, let me give up my guarantee. The team calls and says, hey, listen, we're not going to keep this salary guaranteed. So your choices are you can keep that salary on the books and compete for a roster spot. And if you make it, you'll get it. Or we're going to cut you.
Right.
Is really what, I mean,
that's
what it
how this went down, right? Is,
yeah.
Hey, man, you got two choices.
Yep.
At this point, so we have promised the good people a emergency pod if when John Hankins signs. Where do you think we are on that, Taylor?
I don't know. Let's be clear
that the McLean move gives them, you said flexibility, I said increases the possibility of adding Hankins. Because they can.
Well, no, I would say not. I think it really does is increase the chances of Ziggy Hood staying on the roster. Team.
Okay.
As opposed to him. It's a bottom of the roster move. Or, you know, maybe if they draft a defensive lineman in the fifth round or something like that, the chances of somebody like that staying on. You know, I don't think it had any effect on the top of the depth chart.
All right. Well, you're being a wet blanket. All right, so back to the original question. Hankins, where are we at? What do you think happens?
I think the positive sign is that he doesn't have any other visits lined up. It's not like, from what we've seen anyway, there haven't been reports that he got on a plane and went to Kansas City or
Detroit was
Dallas
the rumor.
Or wherever.
Right? Yeah.
Right. But I haven't seen that. You know, they have about $21 million in cap space. That certainly is enough to get a deal done with him. But, you know, it comes down to money and you know, they can be millions of dollars apart easily in their negotiations. So,
folks, I talked to some sources I have said the Redskins are trying hard to get this deal done. I think they recognize that this would be a really good move for the team. I think if you can get Hankins done, allows you to focus on edge rusher, and that to me could mean signing Gallette back and drafting at 13 Marcus Davenport or somebody that's available to be an edge guy for you. I think the focus is on the right place along the defensive front, whether that's the interior or on the edges. I just don't know if it's going to get done. Like fans go ballistic on Twitter asking, I don't have an answer. Do you have an answer, Chandler?
No. We'll see. It's like I said, the good sign is nobody else seems to be necessarily real hot on his trail. Maybe he's using this day to think about it. Maybe, just spend a day at home waiting for the phone ring with the Redskins sweetening their offer a little bit, which they tried with DRC, evidently, from what you reported. And it doesn't always work, but you can add this. You can guarantee a little more here. You can do something to maybe push it over the edge. But in the meantime, it's a waiting game.
It is a waiting game. Okay, Chandler, we got two more topics to discuss. You can pick the order. We need to update everybody on the Alex Smith contract, which is going to be boring, and you're going to do that. Or we can have fun. I'm going to read some more reviews and talk about the party. What order do you want to go?
Well, let's get the business aspect out of the way and talk about Alex Smith.
Business up front, party in the back.
Yeah.
All right, go.
And the one thing that got me that kind of piqued my interest here, I mean that $71 million guarantee is no joke. And they essentially he's guaranteed $55 million at signing between the signing bonus and this year's salary being fully guaranteed. But then the other $16 million kicks in. It's his 2020 salary, and the guarantee kicks in next year. So the Redskins, yes, they could move on from Alex Smith and not pay that 2020 salary, but they will have paid him $55 million for one season, which would make Kirk Cousins on the franchise tag look like a bargain. So essentially, he's, I'm sure
he's here 3 years, dude.
Yeah, at least. I don't see him, he'll be.
Sure, at least. But he's definitely here 3 years.
Yes, through the 2020 season, and then the team can reevaluate.
Which is what we've thought all along. The numbers look different, but he's here through 2020. So that's why I've been saying, when we had the Lamar Jackson conversation, it doesn't make sense to draft a quarterback early. I would argue until maybe 2019. Well, I guess that's only a year away. Maybe till 2020. Right. I think if you're going to draft a quarterback early, they'll sit for a year. They're not a first-round quarterback ain't sitting for 2 years.
No. Rarely for one.
Right.
These days.
Right, exactly. I think you want a late-round QB this year? Fine. You want a mid-to-late-round QB next year? Okay. But nothing prior to that because you've got so much cash tied up in Alex Smith. Not to mention the team thinks he's going to be good. They're not looking to replace him. They're excited about him.
Yeah, I think the quarterback you might be looking to replace in this year's draft is Colt McCoy. I mean, he's got the 1 year left on his contract, you know, $3 million. And yeah, Jay likes him, but at some point, you know, you move on to a younger guy.
Yeah. All right.
Younger and cheaper.
Let's have some fun. Podcast party, okay. March 29th. That is next Thursday, Tandler. It's coming.
It's a week from Thursday, damn.
Have you lined up your ride situation yet?
No, but I got, we're going to have to do it.
Can a random listener pick you up and drive you home?
No.
How is that any different than Uber?
Because they're licensed and insured.
Yo, Uber's not licensed and insured.
Yes,
I mean,
they're
licensed like I am, but they're just a regular dude driving a car.
Okay, they are screened.
I don't know what they are. Okay. We don't have to have a discussion about Uber.
No.
Don't get in a driverless car, I'll tell you that much. All right, so Tandler needs a ride. Somebody pick him up. I'm sure he'll tweet out his address. I'm going to take the Metro. All right, I want to read some reviews. So we're up, I finally checked. We're up to 170 reviews, which is awesome, and we really appreciate them sincerely. I'm going to read a few of them. But I don't think this will happen, Tandler, but I thought about throwing one little extra carrot out for the listeners. If we get to 200 by the party, which I realize is probably hard to do. What will you offer to do at the party, Tandler? Will you sing?
No, it is not my turn.
Will you sing American Pie like you did in Arizona, the famous night out in Old Scottsdale?
It is your or Mitch's turn to do something. It's not my turn to do something. You never had to wear the Santa suit. Mitch never had to dress up as the baby New Year.
Hey, hold on. We got a big announcement. Hang on. This is happening live. Kim Mosley, put these headphones on.
I didn't even get on air.
Well, you are now. Hang on. Mosley just walked into the podcast studio holding a sign up that I could kind of read. But, all right, this is Kim Mosley. She runs marketing for us. Tell us the announcement here.
Well, I was walking by and I heard you say podcast party on the 29th. So I was like, oh,
podcast
my God.
Party is... We got marketing support here, guys.
Yes, yes. So we're going to give away Authentic Fan t-shirts, Redskins, of course.
Yeah.
And we have a Kerrigan jersey, autographed jersey.
How about
that? We're going to raffle off.
Dude, Tandler, we made the big time.
No kidding.
That is awesome, Mos.
Hey,
thank
Rich.
You.
You're welcome.
All right, do you want to, now we're going to, so I think Tandler should have to sing American Pie. What do you think about that?
I like that.
Yeah. That's what we're working with. We'll have Angry Lawyer and VA draft up a contract. I'm going to read a few of the reviews real quick, Tandler. And I'm backtracking because I missed some. I don't know, man. I miss things. I'm crazy. HTTR, enjoy listening to the podcast in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. I read this review for two reasons. One, I used to live down that way. I love Winston. It's a great town. Wilkes County represent. But two, because this guy's name is Turd Ferguson 56747. Tandler, do you know the Turd Ferguson reference?
I can't name it. I've heard it, but I can't place it.
It's Norm MacDonald as Burt Reynolds in Saturday Night Live doing Jeopardy.
Yeah, that's right. Turd Ferguson. It's a funny name.
Does that help?
Okay.
All right. Taylor's not impressed. I love the reference. I thought it was funny. Here's another one that I want to read for Tandler. It's titled Critical Necessitous Indispensable. This is from Hail to Old DC. He gave us 5 stars, by the way. Listen to each and every podcast to see how high Rich Tandler's voice gets when he says, subscribe, and sit back and enjoy unabashed juvenile banter and occasional witty commentary on all things Redskins. That's a damn good review, Tandler. What say you?
Juvenile banter, right? Yes. That is us.
All right. Another good one from my guy, Happy Nav. His Twitter handle is WSK28Rules. So go follow him on Twitter. Somebody says, I have a potty mouth. That's no fun. Somebody gave us. So here's one I don't understand. Mos, I'm
yes.
coming to you on this one.
Okay.
This says, love the cast. Bring the party. He gives us 2 thumbs up in the review, but he only gave us 1 star. Or he or she only gave us 1 star. How the hell does that add up?
It should be 4 or 5. I mean, I always look at
the reviews. It should be 5, Mos, not 4.
No, no, right.
5.
But like, when I don't do reviews, but I look at reviews to whether or not I'm going to listen, watch, or buy something. So
yeah,
they need to do better with that.
Yeah, come on, come on, person.
Yeah.
Mr. Boots says pod real big, and then he attempts to make the Pete Haley air horn noise, which Pete is on vacation. Everybody knows Pete's down in spring break. Shovers is backing us up this week. Shovers, drop the air horn right here. All right, Tandler, can you give us an air horn?
No. I'm
Come
not
on, dude.
Look, you know, you want me to sing American Pie? You want me to be an air horn? I need more money if I'm going to.
You're what the people want, RT. I don't know what else to tell you.
Where is he now?
Where is Tandler?
Yeah.
Tandler only podcasts from the comfort of his own home in a Lazy Boy.
Nice.
Yeah, Tandler, okay. Tandler lives the good life. All right, this is our last one. This is from 44 Riggins, a 4-star review, which we'll take. He says, it's like sitting in a local dive bar. Great podcast with quality guests and Skins insights as good as any. JP and the crew provide enough comedy, arguing, and ripping on one another to make feel right at home as if my local watering hole in Illinois were a Redskin bar. So we appreciate that, 44 Riggins.
That's nice.
Last little bit of announcement for the party. We are going to do a live podcast. Tandler, did you know that?
No, I'm good.
You're learning things on the fly.
I'm down with it.
We are going to do a live podcast. Every listener that's there will get the opportunity, if you want to, you don't have to, but every listener that's there gets to come up and you get to give us your first round pick prediction. So who are the Redskins going to take at 13? And if you've got a review that you want to leave an audio review, you're welcome to. And should that review be ripping on me, Tandler, Pete, Chick, local celebrity Mitch Tischler? I don't think you should rip on Moe's. She's only been on the podcast for like a minute.
Yeah,
but
I'm excited.
You can. ripping is welcome. This is basically your opportunity for a live roast. And should anybody get out of line, we'll run it by our lawyer. None of this is guaranteed. If you are a lawyer and are somehow going to be upset if you don't get on, none of this counts. But for everybody that's cool and just wants to play along, you have your chance to be on the podcast March 29th, Penn Commons, D.C. It's going to be a big night. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We'll have more stuff, too, to give away. I'm looking for more stuff in the closet.
Nice.
So.
Koozies. Koozies are a good one. Hats.
Okay. Sure.
Koozies and hats.
Okay. Hats are big.
Hats are big.
I need a hat, so definitely bring some hats.
Okay.
Tandler making his claim. All right. Travel schedule, some scheduling stuff coming up. We will have another podcast this week for sure. We will have an emergency pod if something happens with John Hankins. I go to Orlando next week for NFL owners meetings. We'll get to sit and talk with Jay Gruden and maybe some other Redskins dignitaries. We'll be turning podcasts from down there. Tandler, I'm not going to see you until the party next week. So... don't miss me too much.
I'll struggle through somehow, JP.
All right. It is time. Listen, Nui Scruggs coming up right now to give you an Orlando Scandrick scouting report and everything going on in Dallas. Moe's, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
For having me.
All right, RT, talk soon.
Okay, bye.
Winston buying time, looking downfield, fires into traffic. And it is at the 50-yard line, Orlando Scandrick. Interception to wrap it up.
All right, big-time honor, and it's going to be a lot of fun to talk to Nui Scruggs, a national NBC Sports radio host, and arguably the king of Dallas, or like a prince of Dallas. Where do you rank in the Dallas royalty?
I am nothing more than a serf here.
A serf?
Is surf here in Dallas, Fort Worth. Going on. This is going on year 18 of my 4-year plan to go back to L.A.
I tell you what, man, Dallas has grown on me. The last time I was down there was, I guess, that the Thursday night game last season, and we went to the Pecan Lodge for barbecue?
Pecan Lodge barbecue place, yes.
Dude, but that whole neighborhood was awesome. My beef with Texas and a lot of like the South is that nothing is walkable. Like, you're driving everywhere. But that neighborhood, whatever that neighborhood's called, was cool because it seemed like it had bars, it had restaurants, it had apartments. Like, you could kind of live and exist in that area without having to drive 20 miles everywhere you go.
So you got to understand, one of the appeals of the South is having land.
That's
people
true.
Want to have land. People want to be spread out. People don't want to live close to each other. So that's kind of that's the difference between when you go up north where there's, you know, a space is truly limited. Down here, man, people want to have land. They want to spread on out. I mean, I live on a half acre, man. I don't want to see my neighbor.
I live about 8 feet from my neighbor on both sides of the house, so it's a very
I want none of that. That's my thing. I don't want any of that.
Well, like when I go, you better not move back to LA.
You know what? I had a good little spot in L.A., though. My spot in L.A. was okay because I was 25 at the time and I lived next door to a porn star. So he would film in the backyard.
Wait, it's a he?
Yeah, which was even better. You know, see, here's the thing, is where people get it twisted. His name was Vince Voyer. He owned his own company, Voyer Media. So
of course.
He literally would, I would be going to work, and I would see three girls in a car pull up to his house.
That is tremendous. As much as I want to keep asking about that story, I'm going to ask you about the Cowboys. The listeners are so disappointed that I'm not going to keep pulling the Voyer Media thread, but I think the good folks at NBC Sports would rather me keep it moving. Two topics for you, and you were always kind enough to bring me on your show to talk skins, so now it's your turn to give me your Cowboys expertise. What the hell's going on down there? They haven't done anything. And two, I need the Orlando Scandrick scouting report. You can go in either order you want.
All right, let's start with Orlando Scandrick. He wanted out, and
look,
it was very clear. They drafted to replace him. There was last year during the draft, there was rumbling that they were trying to trade him then. And apparently they couldn't get what they wanted, and so they also tried again. And, you know, this year, just, you know, recently here in the free agency period, they couldn't trade him, and so they decided to cut him, and he asked for his release. But they're going to go with the younger players. Orlando Scandrick is a guy who hasn't played a full 16 games since 2003, had one pick in 3 years. He's ranked, 133 at his position by Pro Football Focus. Orlando Scandrick for a fifth-round draft pick, the Cowboys got every ounce that he had for a decade. And for me, and I think the Cowboys, hey, look, he wasn't going to be happy if he wasn't starting. They don't want to start him. They want to get these young guys on. He ain't the kind of guy I want in my room if he's unhappy. So moving on was the best thing for the Cowboys and Orlando Scandrick.
All right. And I think for the Skins, after losing Kendall Fuller, I think what Washington's trying to do is just get a stopgap, really, because the Skins have a bunch of young corners. They have Josh Norman, obviously, but then they've got Josh Holsey, who's going to be in his second year. Fabian Moreau's going to be in his second year.
I like Moreau now.
I think Moreau can play. He hasn't done it yet, but that doesn't mean he cannot. And I also think Quentin Dunbar's a guy they really think can take over the outside opposite Josh Norman. And Dunbar has great physical attributes, great attitude. It'll be interesting to see what happens with Dunbar. One of the biggest questions, I think, with Scandrick coming in, can he and will he play that slot corner role?
Sure, he can play some slot. You know, he did that here. So that's fine.
Does that make it a little bit better then? Because I think, and based on conversations I've had, that's kind of the plan. I mean, that's what they were going after Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie for, and in turn, I think they got a cheaper version, or certainly a cheaper contract in Orlando Scandrick.
Scandrick can play the spot. I mean, just ultimately, you got to understand, he's 31 years old.
Right.
He's got one pick in 3 years. This is a guy who's going to go out here and make interceptions, and you know, you don't know if he's going to play a whole season. I wouldn't bet on it at this point in time, especially if
he's been hurt a ton, right?
Yeah, I think it's an overpay, in my opinion. I mean, look, when they tried to trade him and nobody said, yeah, we'll take it, and he wasn't making big money. The contract, it wasn't like, oh my gosh, he's going to cripple our cap. When I saw it, I just kind of chuckled because I said, all right, this is Dan Snyder one more time going to get a Cowboy player that the Cowboys are like, you know, we like him, but we're good. We've got someone else to take a spot. And, you know, think about it. And as much as I love Jason Hatcher and McClain and Bowen, those were good dudes when they were here, but they were just guys in Washington.
Right.
You know,
yeah.
Just guys. And what you're getting from Orlando right now, you're getting just a guy.
The He's Skins trying to poach Cowboys has not gone well lately.
No, it hasn't.
But
he's got a huge chip on his shoulder, so you have fun talking with him because, you know, some days he's not going to be in the best of moods.
Orlando, great. You got me excited about that.
But I'll say this. When he does want to talk, he can give you good stuff. He's a bright kid now. He's a bright kid. But he's not a big fan of the media. And then again, look, there's a lot of these guys who didn't like us down here at times. DeMarco Murray hated us, and then he went to Philadelphia, found out we weren't so bad down here in Texas. But look, he'll help a little bit, but I won't say it's like the Deion signing when Dan Snyder got Deion and he was truly out of gas.
Yeesh,
but
yeah.
Man, you're talking about a 31-year-old player with a history of injuries who also does not intercept footballs. So,
well, you've got the Redskins fans all fired up about this Skandrick signing, let me tell you. If I had to guess, you know, you talk about the money. I've seen the reports 2 years up to $10 million. I would wager even that this deal comes nowhere close to $10 million and that the Redskins can get out of it after year one, just knowing NFL contract structure. All right, let's, after that, you know, just super positive review of Orlando Skandrick, what's going on down there? Are they still trying to figure out Dez? They really haven't signed anybody of note, anybody that's made my radar. You tell me, what's up in Big D?
Philosophy has changed. Jerry Jones used to be the guy shopping at Neiman Marcus, paying top dollar. Now, these guys are going to Kmart and Family Dollar looking for blue light specials. Last year's free agents plunge. They messed it up, man. They just messed it up. Past two seasons, they have signed guys, and they ended up cutting them.
So who was, like, the big-name signing last year?
They took Nolan Carroll from Philly. And he was supposed to start, and, you know, two games into the season, a word was used to describe him that I can't use on this podcast. But it just, and then they ended up cutting him. Then he had the DUI too. I mean, that just didn't work out. And then we went to Philadelphia before, took a D lineman, that didn't work out. So 2 years they went, you know, trying to deal with some guys Philly didn't want. They tried to sign Sammy Watkins, but Sammy Watkins got a great offer from Kansas City.
He got crazy money, man. I don't think you should be paying Sammy Watkins $16 million when last year all he got was 600 yards, less than 600 yards.
Look, I'm with you. I'm with you, but had Sammy Watkins been signed, then Dez Bryant would have been gone.
What is going on with Dez?
They don't want to pay Dez, and they shouldn't. Three straight years, his production's gone down. Some people want to blame it on the quarterback.
Prescott over the middle, off the hands of Bryant, another interception.
But at the end of the day, the contract he signed, he's not that player anymore. He's also going to be 30 years old.
Right.
I think that they have, like Skandrick, I feel like they've gotten the best that they're going to get out of Dez Bryant. I don't think you're going to get anything. You know, he's not going to ever be that guy in 2014 who put up 14 touchdowns. I mean, he's just not that guy anymore.
Right.
They also have changed their offense. Now, remember when he was putting up those numbers, I mean, and DeMarco Murray was the offensive player of the year. They've even gone more so to running the ball with Ezekiel Elliott.
Right.
But ultimately, Dez is going to have to take a pay cut. If the minimum is he takes a pay cut, but here's the problem with him taking the pay cut. Number one, he doesn't want to do it.
Yeah.
Number two, he's like Skandrick. This isn't the guy I want in the room who's unhappy.
Gotcha.
That's not good. You already see Jason Garrett scared to say something to him. Scott Linehan scared to say something to him, and Derek Dooley was. So you got these three dudes who's supposed to be running offenses and in charge. Everybody's scared to say boo to Dez Bryant. Nobody here will tell Dez Bryant, shut up. Just shut up. That's the problem. So to me, the best thing they can do is move on from Dez Bryant.
What's he owed? $13 million, something like that?
12 this year, 16 versus the cap. So the number's going down. Either he's taking a cut or they're cutting him.
Wow.
I just think at this point in time, the best thing to do would be to let him go. This is not a guy I want playing on incentives, okay?
Right.
If you want to say, all right, Dez, we're going to take you down to $5 million a year. Here's $5 million in incentives. Well, every game he doesn't get the ball or get what he feels is enough, he's not going to be happy.
Yeah. That's interesting.
The guy you want to be unhappy.
Right. And, you know, in what I see of the Cowboys, it seems like Dez is still big, strong, physical. So like, I think in the red zone maybe he's still an asset, but I don't know that up and down the field he's the player he was, right?
He's not a number one receiver anymore. No matter how much Michael Irvin tries to spin it on NFL Network because he's a part of the 88 club, no, he's not a number one. He also doesn't run good routes. He doesn't separate. I'm getting this from people who are scouts. I'm getting it from guys in the room,
who
just say, hey, man, he's not what he used to be. Guess what? That happens in football. You know, guys get older. They, you know, they get injured. I mean, you're not the same. It's a tough business. And I just feel like they've gotten the best they're going to get out of him. And at a certain point in time, you've got to move on.
Right.
Not everybody's meant to play. Everybody can't play at a high level for 10, 11, 12 years. I mean, it's just that's why those people are in the Hall of Fame.
Dude, just looking at his stat line last year, he played all – when I saw the yardage, I figured he missed a couple games. He played all 16 games, only had 830 yards, six TDs. And this one jumps out to me. He was targeted 132 times and only came down with 69 of them. Now, some of the targets is a tough stat, I realize, because you never know if the ball's well-thrown or underthrown or whatever. But that jumps out a bit. He was getting the ball his way.
Well, here's another one that is not talked about enough. There's no chemistry between the quarterback and the receiver.
That's my last question for you. Does everybody down there still love Dak? Because after his rookie year, he was, you know, the next Troy. But now it appears, what's going on? Does everybody still love Dak?
Dak is still the guy, and he's going to be the guy. He also is, you know, he had some missed throws. I think last year he even might have listened to too many people who were saying, hey, you got to get the ball to Dez, you got to do this, you got to do that. I think he listened to too many people. The Denver game was a prime game where he was forcing the ball so much, and next thing you know, he's got a pick six, and it was just ridiculous of how many times he was trying to throw to Dez Bryant, and Dez doesn't run great routes. I mean, I think everybody knows that. Each week I have Drew Pearson on my Sunday show, and Drew just gets livid about how he feels Dez Bryant is not good at helping his quarterback out. The receiving core here is bad. I mean, I'm going to be honest, man. Terrence Williams, Cole Beasley, Ryan Switzer, Dez Bryant. I mean, ain't nobody scared of that. That's not a championship core.
Right.
So, you know, when you look at the quarterback and people want to play some blame here, I think you also got to look at the receiving core. It's not good. Nobody's keeping you up at night. I mean, you look at Terrence Williams. Terrence Williams didn't have a touchdown last year. Not one.
Right. That's a great point. And because Dez has that name value, you still think, oh, well, they've got Dez and then a bunch of supporting cast, but it's just all supporting cast. I mean, hell, Jason Witten might be the most consistent receiver out there, and he's got to be close to 40.
The best receiver's Ezekiel Elliott.
There you go.
The longest touchdown passes Dak has had in 2 years have gone to Ezekiel Elliott.
That's funny. And that's probably just Zeke taking it to the house.
Yeah, and Zeke taking it to the house. He knows catching the passes and doing what he does. But this receiving core is not good. The receivers coach was they allowed him to leave. Derek Dooley's now the offensive coordinator in Missouri, and then they brought in another guy to be the receivers coach. But I don't think Jason Garrett wants him. I think the other parts of Dez, the off the field, that stuff they're tired of.
You see the emotional eruptions on the sideline. You know what I mean? And coaches don't like that.
Look, you're right, but he ain't the only guy complaining about not getting the ball. Jason Witten complains when he doesn't get the football. People just don't want to talk about it.
Well, and receivers, you see that across the league. If there's any one position prone to complaining, I would say it's the wide receiver position.
Right, it just doesn't help when last year he's complaining about not getting the ball. Next thing you know, they throw the ball, he gets stripped, and it's taken the other way. People are like, okay, see, shut up.
Right.
You just shut up. But we've gotten the best of the player.
Yep.
And I think that's where a team like New England and even a Philadelphia has excelled in that aspect of saying, okay, we know when we need to get rid of a guy, and also we have a plan to get rid of the player. And I just don't think they've had a plan in place to really replace Dez Bryant the way they want. At this point in time, to me, the best thing they can do is move up in the draft and try to get Calvin Ridley. They're going to have to jump Baltimore, who's at 16. Cowboys are 19. So that's the way I believe you go ahead, draft someone, and then you let Dez Bryant go.
Yeah, and that seems like the kind of move that that a certain charismatic, flamboyant owner hosting the draft in his own building might love to make.
Ding, 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 ding.
Nui, you're the man. Hopefully I'll see you on draft night. I would think I'll be down there, but the draft is always a bit of a crapshoot because who knows if the guy the Redskins take at 13 will be in Dallas for draft night. So we'll kind of work that out. But one way or another, our paths will cross soon, and I look forward to it, man.
You know where to find me, my man. We'll always appreciate it, JP. Be well.
Thanks very much. Take care.
Manning fires and picked off by Scandrick. Scandrick, touchdown.